Fahad mentioned being careful not to say anything too explicitly. Online trolls don't have such concerns. A prominent Muslim woman in Australia can tell you about that. Susan Carland is an academic who often appears on Australian TV wearing her hijab. She's also married to a famous talk show host, Waleed Ali. Let's just say her high profile as a Muslim Australian earns Carland a lot of attention from those online haters. And that got her thinking.
Instead of just letting all this ugliness go out into the world unanswered, how could I actually push back with something good? How can I, if they're putting ugliness into the world, how could I actually put something beautiful in response to that to sort of even things up? And just as I was sitting there, I thought, why don't I donate $1 to charity for every hate-filled tweet I get?
That's one Australian dollar for each hateful message. Carland gives the money to UNICEF, her charity of choice. She started last month and quickly reached $1,000 in donations. At this point, she's not quite sure what the total is.
I actually couldn't tell you for certain. And what I generally try to do is every time I see one, I make a mental note. And then at the end of a certain period, I try to round it up a bit just to be on the safe side. I would rather over donate to UNICEF than undercharge and be a liar. So, it's funny because it's not just on Twitter. People have found my email, my work email, and sent me some unpleasant emails in the last couple of days too. So I don't know if I should pay extra for that because they're a lot more than 140 characters.
Carland still gets trolled, but her idea has also attracted a lot of support. She says she's even received a note from a man who donated $50 to UNICEF and told her not to worry about the next 50 hate messages. He had it covered. For Carland, all the attention is nice, but that wasn't the point.
I wasn't trying to start anything when I did this. I was honestly just me sitting at my computer thinking, what can I do? What do I think is the way to live what I believe? And so now I see that the sort of the knock-on effects of people saying, well, this is something positive and this is something that I want to take on too. And, you know, anything that puts more good and positivity out in the world and sort of disempowers hate is a good thing. And if that can happen and if that can sort of encourage other people that might be feeling miserable about the hate directed at them and have them say, actually, you know, I can take back a bit of power in this sense, and not just power but positivity, and I'm not going to let their hate mold me. I'm going to choose to be who I am. That'd be fantastic.
Australian academic Susan Carland in Melbourne. You can find her message of positivity on Twitter @SusanCarland.